farta na rukavac. Stavlja svog njanja do šekovac. Njanjoš mi njanju, zrobte mi tu volju i te za mnja služet na tu volju. Njanjoš mi njanju, zrobte mi tu volju i te za mnja služet na tu volju. Ne pidu ja služet na tu volju, ni ne pidu služet ja za tebe. Kad ti prešla karta, id na vojnu služet sam za sebe. Prešla karta, id na vojenku, id na vojnu služet sam za sebe. Moji kamarata, čem te volju, i te za mnja služet na tu vojnu. Ja ište mlade i mladjedića mam, jak na veru čete, šetko vam dam. Bo ja ište mlade i mladjedića mam, jak na veru čete, šetko vam dam. Kem mi prešla karta na rukavac, stavljam muzikanti do šekovac. Hej ve muzikante, zahrajte mi čardaš, aj se vitancuju svi mladej čas. Hej ve muzikante, zahrajte mi čardaš, haj se vitancuju svi mladej čas. Stale muzikante, čardaš hrate, stale misja soče i slaze ljate. Nihto ne zaplačet, ni otec, ni matka, lem za mnom zaplačut, tredje čatka. Nihto ne zaplačet, ni otec, ni matka, lem za mnom zaplačut, tredje čatka. A jedna zaplačet, boja i brat, a druga zaplačet, boja i svat. A treta zaplačet, bo plakate mu se, bovo navid mene, prste noset. A treta zaplače, oplakate mu se, bovo navid mene, prste noset.
Edmonton, Alberta, that was a group with a strange name. It is about a headache, a migraine headache, but it sounds better in Ukrainian. They're called Migrena, and that is from their CD Beauty is Not Contagious, and the song was Karta. І таким живавим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачі «Наш голос». З вами Павліна Макуарі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie, your host, and I am delighted to have you with me once again. And if this is your first time tuning into the show, an extra special welcome to you. Вітаю. We have a great program lined up for you, as usual. We've got a recipe with Sylvia, and she'll be giving you a very simple and delicious fish recipe. Irena Bell from the Ottawa Ukrainian program will be along with another Did You Know feature, Chisnalove, and she'll be talking about an interesting, unusual village in Ukraine. And as well, Keith Perron will be by with Ukraine News Outlook, and headlines on those stories are police clashing with protesters, a new stage of bilateral relations between Ukraine and Russia, and investment in mining in Africa by Ukraine. As well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music, and we'll be getting right back to that right now. Coming up next is Shum from Winnipeg and rumba called Tisha Navkruhe, Silence All Around.
Now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
follow your feet to the beat at the Vegreville Pesenka Festival, taking place this year, July 6th, 7th, and 8th in Vegreville, Alberta. Enjoy complete cultural immersion with Ukrainian music, dance, food, arts and crafts, pioneer demonstrations, stage shows, and the covered grandstand, and much more. Weekend passes and on-site camping. For more information, visit their website, pesenkafestival.com.
Тому наші кумочки були веселенькі, напили всього рибочки, їхали п'ятненькі. Залишили. Затукару поліцай, куми приказали, щоб ти з драйвером вже більше авто не сідали. Часом куми три собі пошептали, залишили своїм авто, пішки помочали. Прийшли в хату, посідали, пиво попив. Аж перед всіх забагато були їм чекання, покумили, жартували, пили аж до рання.
gdzie jest u Bodiu. Wypiem orielkę, gdzie jest u Bodiu.
Winnipeg, that was a group called Kalena, which means actually cranberry tree, high bush cranberry, not the bog type. And that is from their CD Seam, which means seven. And that is their seventh CD that they released, coincidentally. Probably not. The song was Oi Kume. And that is a song, Kume means... it's a term that Ukrainians use. The official term, quote unquote, is godparents and a relation thing. It's kind of a catch-all phrase for anybody that's got the slightest little relation by marriage or whatever. There's a saying, you know, everybody in the community is, we're all kume. And so that, I guess that just speaks to the close-knit nature of the Ukrainian community. And before them, you heard another song about kume. That was Tre Kume. That was three of the guys. Going out drinking. This is another thing about Ukrainian community. There's a lot of drinking going on, a lot of picking mushrooms and stuff like that. And that's what those two songs are all about. And they were lively tunes at that. So probably you've worked up a bit of an appetite. So here's Sylvia to take care of that.
And now Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Here comes one of the most delicious and easy fish recipes I know. It's fish baked in sour cream. You'll need the following ingredients, so get your pencils ready. 3 pounds of white fish. It could be snapper, cod, bassa, which is a type of catfish, or halibut, cut into serving pieces. 1 onion, finely chopped. 1 medium carrot, diced. 1 stalk of celery, diced, salt and pepper, 1.5 cup sour cream at 14% or full fat. Generously salt and pepper the fish and allow to stand for 5 minutes. Place the fish in a baking pan with the vegetables. Pour the sour cream over the fish and cover. Bake at 450 degrees for about 9 to 10 minutes per inch of thickness. Strain the sauce and pour over the fish. And by the way, if you can find sturgeon, use it for this recipe. When I was newlywed, we used to fish for sturgeon in Mission. Oh, those were the days. We were very lucky, but also very naive. I'll never forget cleaning the sturgeons in Mum's backyard. Mum was on the porch witnessing all this and questioning why we were throwing away the eggs or caviar. Of course, we knew it all. We didn't need the caviar that was worth hundreds of dollars, as we discovered far too late. Oh, if we'd only listened to Mum. The one thing about throwing away the roe was that it provided many, many laughs, and to this day, it still does. We all know that variety is the spice of life, so try this recipe. It's great with steamed rice or mashed potatoes. Try it. It's Ukrainian. Until next time, happy cooking.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalivi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that in southern Ukraine there is a small village where people speak an old version of Swedish? Gamalsvenskby, which translates as Old Swedish Village, is its name. A recent story in the Stockholm News tells us that in 1781, the Russian Empress Catherine the Great decided that the Swedish population in Estonia had to be moved to southern Ukraine. She made them walk the more than 1,000 kilometers to a village on the Dnipro River near the city of Kherson. Around 1,000 people started the march. Only half of them reached their goal. On their arrival, they learned that the empty houses they had been promised were not empty at all. 1 year after their arrival, only 135 Swedes were still alive, but during the coming decades, their number started to grow again. Many years later, in 1929, several hundred Swedes from the village were allowed to leave the Soviet Union for Sweden. Most of the Swedes from the Ukrainian village stayed in Sweden, but a few returned to Ukraine in 1931. Because there was a financial depression in the West and no jobs. The immigrants were victims of xenophobia in Sweden, and communist propaganda there said that life was excellent in the Soviet Union and that they should go back. The Swedes came back to Ukraine in famine. Over the years, the Swedish population in this village in Ukraine kept their Swedish identity and their Swedish language, and they still speak a language rather similar to 18th century Swedish. This village, Gammalsvensby, currently has around 300 inhabitants, and the Swedish heritage of the village makes it special. This small village in the Ukrainian countryside gets buses full of Swedish farmers wanting to learn agricultural techniques used in this region, and visits from Swedish backpackers and people interested in history and linguistics. Tourism means a lot for the village from an economic point of view. That might be one of the reasons why they teach Swedish as an optional subject in the school in this Swedish village in southern Ukraine.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Ірина Белл of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chisnalove, Did You Know, with Nash Holis listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com.
Ojo, Polikrinichenko,
sudarudaya. Ojo, Polikrinichenko, hop, sudarudaya, tam holodna vodichenko, ай-яй-яй. Ojo, Polikrinichenko, hop, sudarudaya, tam holodna vodichenko, ай-яй-яй.
Ой, там роман воле пасе,
сюда рудая. Ой, там роман воле пасе, хоп, сюда рудая, Катерина воду несе, ай-яй-яй. Ой, там роман воле пасе, хоп, сюда рудая, Катерина воду несе, ай-яй-яй.
Ой, романе, романочке,
сюда рыдая. Ой, романе, романочке, хоп, сюда рыдая. Ай-яй-яй. Ой, романе, романочку, хоп, сюда рудая, візьми мене за жіночку, ай-яй-яй.
Роман раде,
Сударудая, поберемся буде пара, ай-яй-яй. Роман рудая, яка рахоп, сударудая, поберемся буде пара, ай-яй-яй.
Роман воле покидає,
сударудая. Роман воле покидає, хоп, сударудая, Катерину стоганяє, ай-яй-яй. Roman vole pokadaya, hop, sudarudaya, Katarina stohanyaya, ай-яй-яй. Roman vole pokadaya, hop, sudarudaya, Katarina stohanyaya, ай-яй-яй.
And that was Vancouver's very own Zelia from their first CD. And that song was Oyu Poli Krenachenka in The Field There Was a Well. And before Irena, you heard Cheremshena from Montreal from their CD The Best of Cheremshena and Oitam Zalisochkom There Beyond the Woods. Up next, Sofia Fedina from Ukraine from her CD of traditional Ukrainian folk songs. Here she is now with a song about singing in the village, something that I'm looking forward to experiencing on my upcoming trip to Ukraine. Here she is now, Sofia Fedina, with Як я собі в нашім селі заспівам.
Mm-hmm. солді в нашім селі заспівам, швидких хлопців до роботи позберам. Позберам швидких хлопців до нашого села, за тим селом синя болить голова. Позберам швидких хлопців до нашого села, за тим селом синя болить голова. Нелем хлопців, але й вшитки дівчата,
дівчата,
бо на полі уж робота зачата. Співають дівчата із нашого села, за тим селом синя болить голова. Співають дівчата із нашого села, за тим селом синя болить голова. Як я собі на весіллю заспівам, швидкі гостей до співання позберам. Весілля, весілля, на Петра, на Михала, по весіллю всеня болить голова. Весілля, весілля, на Петра, на Михала, по весіллю всеня болить голова.
Police clash with protesters because of language. Ukraine and Russia enter a new stage of bilateral relations, and Ukraine to invest $2.6 billion in mining in Nigeria. I'm Keith Perron. Police in the Ukrainian capital Kiev used tear gas after clashes broke out at a demonstration on Wednesday morning against a bill significantly enhancing the status of the Russian language in the country, which was passed in the final reading on Tuesday. Meanwhile, President Viktor Yanukovych threatened to consider holding early parliamentary elections, as both the Speaker and the Deputy Speaker of the Rada quit on Wednesday in protest at the bill. If President Viktor Yanukovych signs the bill into law, Russian will acquire the status of a regional language in regions where it is a native tongue for at least 10% of the population, or 13 out of Ukraine's 27 administrative territory entities, including the capital Kiev. Opposition supporters gathered at the entrance of the Supreme Rada building on Wednesday to protest the bill. Clashes erupted as protesters threw bottles at riot police who have been trying to disperse the crowd using tear gas. Yanukovych was scheduled to give a speech in the building. Several people were injured in the clashes, and ambulance arrived soon at the scene. Several opposition lawmakers left the Rada building and joined the protesters singing the Ukrainian national anthem. President Viktor Yanukovych said he would not rule out calling early elections to the Rada in a bid to end the political turmoil in the country as scuffles broke out in the chamber. Ukraine and Russia have entered a new stage of bilateral relations, but many experts are wondering what Ukraine has given up to do so. We have this report from Alexandra Molokolop.
The omnidirectional progress and harmonized approaches are now set to outline Ukraine-Russia relations. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev came to Ukraine to discuss the rigorous decisions ahead of further relations.
No simple economic future is ahead of us. We will have to make decisions, sometimes rigorous and extraordinary, in order to maintain our economies.
Natural gas supplies remain the main stick point between the two countries. Ukraine hopes to review the 2009 gas contract, which sets overrated gas price. However, the talks have thus far been without success.
Those issues that are painful to us, and first of all, those related to trade in the economy. Frankly speaking, I'm still seriously concerned about the gas problem.
Although Medvedev assured his companion of the new plan's creation to put an end to difficult issues, experts say the gas issue seems to be far from being resolved. While Ukraine pins its hopes on good neighborly relations, Russia keeps on pressing Ukraine to integrate into free trade area with CIS countries and into customs union. Experts say the latter goes against Ukraine's economic ties with the EU. Some say the only loss-free way for Ukraine to jump off gas price burden goes through the Stockholm Court of Arbitration. Nevertheless, experts say conflicting parties appeal to courts of arbitration only when they have no other options, which is not the case of this gas dispute. Besides joining various post-Soviet unions, running Ukraine's gas pipeline, which Ukraine opposes, remains a worthwhile challenge for Russia. A political bartering will continue on July the 12th when Russia's Vladimir Putin visits Ukraine.
That was Alexandra Molokolop reporting. The government of Ukraine has stated its readiness to invest about $2.6 billion in the Nigerian mines and steel sectors. Ukraine's ambassador to Nigeria stated this when he paid a courtesy visit to the Ministry of Mines and Steel. The ambassador said that Ukrainian investors were ready to inject $2.6 billion U.S. dollars into the reactivation of the Ajakuta Steel Company, expressing hope that the project would be given to the Ukrainian government. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parent.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Там, де сідає сонце, там, де блукає вітер, там, де на полонинах дзвінкає луна трембіта, там, де зелені гори, там, де високі хмари, там, в давнину одарка єдна, як квітку шукала, цвіте, де тая квітка, чому у крові свитка, чому єдна дівчина блукає, де полонина, тому єдна дівчина блука, де полонина, тому що Іванка милого чека домовина. Лежить мертвий Іванко, де відьмова кобанка, а як настане ранок, треба ховати Іванка. Квітку єдна блукає гаєм, а високо у небі білем птахом літає чиста душа Іванкова, наче роса ранкова, червона, мов сонце свитка, цвіте чарівна квітка, цвіте в гаю калина, ой рясно уродила, в небо злетів Іванку, калина тая дівчина, їм коли на світанку сячнім серпанку над тою калиною птахом кружля Іванко.
Ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой-ой
Follow your feet to the beat at the Vigorville Pesenka Festival, taking place this year, July 6th, 7th, and 8th in Vigorville, Alberta. Enjoy complete cultural immersion with Ukrainian music, dance, food, arts and crafts, pioneer demonstrations, stage shows on the covered grandstand, and much more. Weekend passes and on-site camping. For more information, visit their website, pesenkafestival.com.
Thank you.
And slowing things down a little bit, that was Tutti Tam from their first self-titled CD, and Serdenko, Darling. And Tutti Tam right now was probably performing on some grandstand stage in Vegreville, Alberta at the Pisanka Festival. And before Tutti Tam, you heard Mandra from Ukraine with Lehenda Privanka Ta Odarku, the legend of John and Audrey. Bit of a romance going on there somewhere in Ukraine. And coming up next is a group from Ukraine from the Volyn area, and they go by that same name, Volyn. And here they are now with a song about eagles, Hey Sokole. Best in Ukrainian programming, tune into Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network, Saturdays in your part of the world on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. And remember, you can catch the show as well on your smartphone via the Stitcher app. As well, Nash Holos airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time in Vancouver on AM 1320 CHMB and in Nanaimo on Vancouver Island, Wednesdays at 12 noon on Radio Malaspina 101.7 FM CHLY. If you're a time shifter, you can get the podcast on the Nash Holos page at www.pcjmedia.com, as well as on iTunes. Online, you can find us at www.noshholos.com. Please drop by for a visit. Take our survey, sign up on the site so we can stay in touch, and consider sponsoring a child in Ukraine. And as well, make sure that you visit our Facebook fan page and like us there. Не жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. хто зло в своєму житті робить, то не тільки собі, а й народові своєму шкодить.
And our proverb of the week translates as, whoever does evil hurts not only himself, but also his nation. Well, our time is almost up here on Nash Holos for another program. So to take us to the end, we'll bring Kalena back and a song about the hammer dulcimer on fire, Tzimbala on fire. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobaczenia.